Mayor Ben Walsh wanted to reassure Syracuse residents about a range of city services while discussing some financial realities that are having some negative impacts. On the downside, the city budget is squarely in the sights of the coronavirus. The economic downturn is expected to cost the city more than $13 million in reduced sales taxes for the current year. Next budget year, that begins in July, sales taxes are expected to be down another $10 million, with an additional $14 million hit in state aid. Walsh is trying to lobby for a fair deal in federal aid after being left out of the CARES Act.
It meant that Monroe County received $140 million to mitigate the impact of COVID-19 on their communities, and Onondaga County received zero. That's not fair, and we need to work with our federal delegation to right that wrong.
The city announced furloughing 104 people as well as freezing spending. But Walsh tried to reassure residents, saying normal trash collections and the water supply are uninterrupted. He also noted violent crime for the week is down 16% over the same time last year, continuing a trend. Syracuse Schools Superintendent Jaime Alisea joined Walsh to address the state order to close schools for the remainder of the semester.
We would love to have our students back, but we understand that we need to keep our community safe. At this time, that's one of the best decisions that the governor made. We already have a reentry committee that is looking at the social and emotional of our students and our families. Is looking at the social emotional for the staff.
Alisea adds the district is trying to work out a way to honor graduation for high school students. Meanwhile, Walsh urged residents to fill out the census forms. The city is currently at 43% response rate. He says state and federal aid programs tied to population will be more important than ever as the region recovers. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.